Hello?
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm so sorry about today. We had some weather problems on the line, and I'm so sorry. I'm getting a late start today, but I appreciate you holding on. First of all, I would like to give thanks to God, Jesus, and thank him for waking us up, those that did and those that didn't. We're praying for your family. We just want to let everyone know we are a Unity radio station, and we want everybody to feel comfortable in coming in and doing what they need to do, and just be happy, be thankful. If you have any type of questions, you have push one and I answer, or if you want to get involved in the conversation. If not, you can just sit there, but I appreciate you being on. And it's raining here. And I mean, it's over here by me. I know it is. It scared me a while ago, but we got everything back together. And I'm going to play some commercials and get everything together. Thanks.
Hey, this is Yagira Kay. You're listening to the Bomb Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com.
Micah, you hear me?
I'm Cecil the Lion with Black Wall Street Fort Worth Radio, and you're listening to the Bomb Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com.
You're listening to the Bomb Radio Network, and this is the Career Scoop on blogtalkradio.com.
Okay, I'm back. I thank you all for holding. Go to a commercial, and I will be right back with the machine.
Oh! blooded, cold blooded, telling you the truth. Let me stop here at this gas station. Give me 3 gallons of low lead. I'm full, nothing else. I better stop and give me 2 hot dogs and a strawberry soda.
Pushing in his mess now. Okay, can y'all hear me now? Just push number one and I know. Thank you, sister. Okay, we the last of my scoop of the loop, the news, the drama. If we have the queen of gospel, I'm sorry, a tribute to Mahalia Jackson. It's going to be January, the the 22nd at 7:30 p.m. The 23rd, which is that Saturday, is at 6 p.m. Sunday, the 24th at 4:30 p.m. Doors open 30 minutes before showtime. But there is limited seating. So tickets are on sale now. So what you can do, go to the Next Civil Stage event complex at 4612 Granberry Road in Fort Worth, Texas. You can get more information. You know, we have our information out Next Civil Stage. So just call us. Just call us. Okay. Now we're going to finish up. I finished my news. Sorry about today. One of those days. I finished the news, and now I have a guest that's coming on, Miss Asha Faya. She's coming on to tell us, you know, about the good, you know, the eating, what's good for us, and she's going to put her spin on it. And I appreciate her coming, calling, and, well, me being there for me. So here we are. I'm coming to you, sister. Hello? Hello? Oh, it dropped. Okay, well, she'll check back in. I got a 1474. Your hands up. Hello?
Yes, how you doing tonight?
We're doing good, doing good. Let's have some heat ups and stuff, but you know how it is when they be trying to stop positive things. That's just the way I look at it. You know, the weather ain't helping, so.
I do understand. I really do.
Yes. Okay, I'm going to go to Miss Sasha now. She's back.
Okay.
Hopefully.
Hello,
sorry,
Miss Sasha. How you doing?
Yeah, all right. How's it doing? It's raining and like cats and dogs over here by me.
Oh, yes. Over here, too, in DeSoto.
Yes. So how was your day today, I'm going
to ask? my day was pretty good. Got a chance to catch up on some laundry.
Yes, ma'am. Well, that's good. I'm not going to keep you long because I know you have a family. And could you, you know, tell us a little bit about taking care of our body, you know, your spirituality in it and, you know, what's good for us. And like I was sharing with the callers earlier, you know, your blood type will tell you, you know, what's going on with you. And with you having, like, high blood pressure for eating pork or anything, and your blood pressure go up, it may go low. It's your body rejecting it and letting you know how it is. You know, something is not right. And I know we as people, meaning the human race, you know, we eat the way we were taught to eat. You know, it's learned habits. And so I was, you know, sharing it with, you know, with them and just letting them know, you know, sometimes we got to change. You know, you're taking high blood pressure pills, but you're still eating pork. You know,
that's right.
Just prepare it differently, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's where I was. And a lot of people don't like the word diet. And I can understand that because you hear diet, you automatically shut down. You know, you don't want that. So I say to myself, I'm going to learn how to cook differently. So I think I could deal with that better than a diet because it's like when you say diet to me, it's like a restriction. You know, and that's and I think if you had a different outlook about it, then you would want to do it or try to do it, you know,
that's
put
right.
your best foot forward. What do you think
that's
about
right.
that?
I think okay. what you're saying makes a lot of sense. We, as a nation, we tend to not want to eat the things that are good for us and that's going to help us have longevity in our lifetime. It's possible to live to a ripe old age, just like grandma and grandpa. But we have to change our habits. And, you know, a lot of our habits was eating hog maw and pig feed and coons, possum. But if we sit and think about it, why would the Most High God, the highest God, why would he want us to eat a possum? A wild animal
that runs
and eats out of the trash. something that eats.
And graveyards, too.
Yeah, and graveyards and all kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Places where raccoons and possums and all these animals, they're wild animals, number one,
mm-hmm.
which means they eating what else. So why would
yeah.
you want to eat that? Now, you're eating that, and
mm-hmm.
that's eating whatever it is that is out here eating. So whatever you're eating is also going into you. What they're eating is
yeah.
going into you. And we don't take those things in consideration. You know, a lot of times
mm-hmm.
people will go out and get roadkill right off the road, cook it and eat it.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's not sanitary. That's not sanitary at all. So, you
uh-huh.
know, those things we should take in consideration.
Mm-hmm.
The pig, if we really stop and think about it, the pig eats anything, including humans.
Yeah, just
so,
like the goat.
Yeah, so why would you want to eat that?
That's true.
You know, anything that makes you break out in a sweat, that raises your blood pressure
yep.
high, why would you want to eat that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
right.
it's time to, I was just talking to someone just the other day, and I was saying how with the internet here, there is no reason to be ignorant anymore. You know, grandma and grandpa didn't
right.
have the internet.
Mm-hmm.
We have the internet. So there's no reason for us to be carrying on the way we're carrying on. It's time to get wise and make wise decisions, especially when it comes to our bodies, because that's our temple. And without our body, I mean, the mind can't function, your heart can't function.
That's true.
It's all one and the same. So, you know, it's just
mm-hmm.
that, like that old saying, you are what you eat. So
mm-hmm.
we have to take that into consideration.
Yeah, because that's definitely what it say. So, like I was saying earlier, I am hold on a second. I got Miss L and L on here too, so we all just gonna be on here. You know, we just talk about it. Hold on, baby.
Okay.
Thank you. Hello, sister. Hello.
What's going on? This is Lico Mack. What's going
Lico.
On with you?
Hey, Lico.
Hey, I snuck into the back door on you. I know you didn't know what was going on, so you know.
Right.
I know we talk a little bit off the record, but I want to say big up to
yeah.
to you and also Miss Asha. You know, we definitely eating is a great thing. You know what I'm saying? Eating the right stuff anyway. But I used to think that same thing with my grandmother. But I think, you know, my grandmother lived to be 98, and she ate pork chops. You know, chitlins. She ate pretty much whatever she wanted to, but I think things were processed a little bit different, you know, back
yeah.
then. But so I think the topic that you're talking about, which you're not, and I want to be first to confess that I don't even know my blood type, so I have to get on that the next time I go get my man checkup. So, but I just
yeah,
think that
nah,
it's very.
You can get it from me. I do it for you.
Yeah.
Then you know.
Oh, okay.
Because if you ask the doctor, it's $200. That's what they
Well, yeah, yeah. I mean,
so,
well, you're probably right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you sure right. Well, we definitely, you know, because I'm all about supporting our businesses. So, you know, that's what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can get it from you, you know what I'm saying, I beg everyone who listens, either right now or even through the archive, you know,
mm-hmm.
to get a blood test. Not only that, but if anything that you are presenting, you know, in your business,
right.
you know, the DNA mobile, testing everything
mm-hmm.
that you do, you know, get it
right.
from, you know, somebody you know, and that's a part of the Black Wall
mm-hmm.
Street technique, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So we're really working on supporting our own business. Even though you can go get it from somewhere else, it might be a little cheaper too, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
You'll say, hey, you know what, I'm going to support, you know, a black business today. I'm going to take that little extra to go support one
mm-hmm.
of our own, you know what
right.
I'm saying? So we have to do that, you know, and that's what's up. But definitely, no, I got to know, and I'll be getting with you on that too. About real
oh, yeah.
soon about knowing my blood type, so I think that's
mm-hmm.
awesome. We all need to get on that, so yeah,
right.
it's a great
and
thing. So,
Miss Asha,
I'm here.
Okay, yeah, Lico, I forgot to tell she on the line too, baby. I didn't.
I heard her speaking. That's why I say I wanted to give a shout out to you and Miss Asha. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
it's fine on the line. So I know I heard her doing her thing. You know what I'm saying? And she's a great person. I appreciate everything that she does. You know
oh,
all the
yeah.
support that she gives. You know in the community
mm-hmm.
and stuff and the positive. So You know, keep doing your thing, Asha. You know what I'm saying? We got you back.
Thank you.
Always. So, Asha, what was you know, like I stated earlier, I was I had looked up O positive because that's my blood type, and I was like, I could not, when I was a child, you know, you eat turnip greens and mustard greens. I couldn't digest that. I just didn't like the taste, you know. So when I started researching a little bit, I well, I'm not supposed to be eating that, you know, compared to my blood type. You know, I can eat collard greens, spinach, and I think I don't think I can eat cabbage either. So a lot of things, you know, I have been putting in my mouth. You know, even when they say, "Oh, this was good for you," you know, it's making a lot of sense. You know, because I just, you know, when you was younger, you didn't have no choice. We had to eat it, but baby, I didn't like it. You know, so and then I have an acid problem on my stomach. I had ulcers at one time when I was growing up, and you know, all of that makes sense because of the food I was eating. You know.
Yeah.
You hear mama take some baking soda. That's the first thing they tell you. But it was the food that I was digesting.
Well, you know, it's true that a lot of different people can't eat a lot of things. I have a sister that can't digest turkey.
Wow.
So, and I love turkey, but she can't digest turkey. And then I also have two sisters that we both, her and I both cannot eat bananas. Cannot eat bananas.
Wow.
So, so that is very true. From O type blood types can eat. Mm-hmm. They can eat a lot. Those types of people can eat a lot of different things as far as vegetables are concerned, like artichokes, spinach, broccoli.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about nobody else, but I love me some broccoli.
Me too. Yes, and
yeah,
cauliflower too.
Oh my God. Yeah, you can do so many things with broccoli. Also, you know, black beans are always good. You know, a lot of people are very good. You can make so many, many, many different meals with black beans, especially with black beans and rice. And you don't have to get the white starch rice. They do make a black rice. That's right, black rice. So black rice is good with black beans. I know because I've had it.
I'm so going to get some. I'm serious about this. You know what I'm saying?
A lot of people don't know that they make that there is actually a black rice. And there is. And it's very delicious. Very delicious and very healthy.
See, that's what I need to find. Where you get it? Where would you get it from?
You can get it from the health food store, like Trader Joe's, and stores like that. And where they sell like Whole Foods, you can go and get the black rice. And it's not hard to cook it or anything. It's just like cooking regular rice. You know, you can steam it. You know, I prefer steamed rice anyway.
Right.
Yeah, so that's the best way to do your rice anyway is to steam it. So that's something that you can do. And that's also with the beans, that's also adding protein to your diet as well. You know, we know that protein keeps your hair from falling out, helps you to grow nails. It does a lot for the body to have protein. So black beans, good. Turkey burgers, turkey meatballs. Turkey is good for people with old blood types. So that's it. Tilapia.
But see, one thing about that's the only thing that's the only thing I didn't agree with tilapia because see, tilapia is a part of the red coloring, and I'm allergic to iodine.
Oh, okay.
And that's the only thing that
I know they're going to be just fine. Yeah, I wouldn't recommend it because I also have a brother that's allergic to seafood. So, yeah.
Me
if you're
too.
Allergic
that's
to
my problem.
Don't eat it. Yeah,
I can't even be in the house when it's being cooked. When you're cooking, you know how they boil it. Man, I have an asthma attack.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I can't even be around it.
Wow.
And that's just cooking. You know, less than eating.
Wow.
So I was like, yeah. So
zucchini is also a good vegetable to have as well. And it has
a lot of zucchini.
Yeah, zucchini is very, very delicious.
And you can what I used to do is use it when my kids were younger. I used to cut it up and instead of using noodles, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I would put that in there and do the sauce, you know, put the tomato sauce with the garlic. And, you know, I did that for them until they got old enough. And, I was in Florida and I found some wheat noodles, you know, spaghetti noodles, wheat.
Yeah.
And I've been buying that ever since.
Wheat noodles are good. They're very delicious.
Yeah.
Very delicious.
And you know what? It has a flavor vibe. And you know what I'm saying? You don't even have to season it. It
blends
right on in.
That's right. It surely does. And you'd be surprised how delicious, the wheat noodles can be with not just even pasta or like spaghetti. It's also good with lasagna. It's also good with fettuccine. So, I mean, it's a lot of good uses for those wheat noodles as well.
I learned that chicken noodle soup, you know. What else would you recommend? What is as far as food? Because I know they said that I shouldn't be eating bananas. That's all we ate until I was 14 years old. A lot of people don't know that bananas, watermelons,
A lot of different melons are connected to people who have latex allergies, like myself. I have latex allergies.
Me too.
My sister, she has latex allergies. So we can digest and eat any type of melons, like watermelon, bananas, certain types of nuts. So that could be also, you're not able to do it. You could have a latex allergy too.
Yeah, I do because I'm allergic to latex. You know, but if I'm out there doing me, I'm gonna be covered. So, I take that chance.
Excuse me. Speaking of that, also, I would like to also let the sisters on here know that that do have a latex allergy. If you are allergic to latex, you are also allergic to acrylic. And because acrylic is kind of like a form of latex, so if you're allergic to latex, you're also allergic to acrylic. Which means that acrylic is also in the powders that they use at the nail salons, and it's also in the human hair that they sell at the beauty supply store. So,
those toys, and burning
9 times out of 10, it has some latex or some acrylic up in there, and that's why your scalp is itching and burning like that. And this is why a lot of our friends have acrylic hair.
Yeah, and she ended up with alopecia or something, you know. My friend did, you know, and she said it itches her head, you know. But she kept putting it in there, you know. But it's something, and it's just like I'm ready to do it, you know, and I'm gonna put my best foot forward. I'm paying attention. I don't have no, you know, high blood pressure or anything right now, but I ain't trying to get it either, you know.
Well, one thing that's good for high blood pressure, instead of us taking all these medications, we can actually get us some ginger or some ginger root, make you a ginger tea and boil it, and you can sip on that, and that helps to regulate your blood pressure.
Okay. And see, I don't suffer with none of that, nothing. Knock on wood, thank you, Jesus. I don't have any type of problem, you know, right now, and I'm trying not to get there, so that's why I'm, you know, getting up early enough, you know, read my Bible, and, you know, then now I just start getting up on my little old exercise thing, you know what I'm saying, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, you know, so I have to change what's in me. In order for me to get on the right road, I can't expect someone to put something in front of me and say, well, okay, this is what you eat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you know, a diet. You know, when you say the word diet to me, it shuts me down. You know, I'm automatically going to be defiant. So I have to change me and things that's in me in order for me to be able to focus and do the right thing. And I'm willing to do that. I'm starting a little bit at a time, you know. And I did find out, oh, positive, I'm not supposed to be drinking green tea. You know,
well, green,
but then that's the first thing.
It's not everybody that I can say because, you know, I'm not really fond of green tea myself, but like chamomile is good for
I love that.
Opa.
I love that.
Yeah. Chamomile is very good.
Okay, let me put that. Girl, I'm making a list, girl. Chamomile tea. Because I did get some
And peppermint tea is also very good.
But I ran across this tea. It's called Marley's Mellow Mood. And it's green tea with honey. And it's decaffeinated, and it's a relaxation drink. So that's what I've been drinking.
I went shopping for some teas yesterday, and I got some organic tea. And I got, because I struggle with insomnia a lot of times, I got me some chamomile. And chamomile is good for knocking out insomnia. And I'm going to tell you right now, you cannot drink chamomile tea and operate anything because it's going to put you to sleep.
Right.
It's the best thing you could possibly use as a sleep aid. You don't even have to go to the drugstore. Just go get some chamomile tea, boil you some, and just sip on it, and you're out.
You're out for the cam. Okay. Well, that's a winner because that'll keep, like I was saying earlier, was letting them know that by the medical menu, if you're taking any type of medication for pills or anything, you need to detoxify your body every 90 days. I don't care if it's vitamins. I don't care if they're birth control pills. You know, you got to do that, and that's what causes us to have, like, cancerous cells because those particles hang on and cause an infection.
Right. And a lot of times, a lot of people don't understand that pork carries worms. And
yes,
when
does.
We eat that
yes,
pie, even if you cook it, there are still worms in it. And a lot of times there are people walking around with parasites in their body, and they don't know that they have the parasites, and the parasites are eating away at your organs, making you sick. You don't understand why this is hurting, why you're feeling this way. Because those worms are moving around inside you. There are two detoxes that I would like to recommend. One is called Sunny's Number 9. And Sunny's number 7. Sunny's number 9 and Sunny's number 7. And you can go to any health food store and purchase these this detox, and it lasts for a while. But one is like a liquid and the other is a powder. So you can mix it with your water or whatever you're going to drink, you can mix it in and just drink it down. And you start out doing it every night for 7 days just to go on and clean your system out, and then after that you can do it once a week. And it cleans you out. If you have any parasites in you, anything icky that's not supposed to be in you, it's going to come out, and it does not make you run out like have diarrhea or go to the bathroom frequently. It doesn't make you do any of that. It just knocks it, just comes out in your poop, and that's that.
Okay, now you said that the powder you can mix with liquid. Does it turn? Is that the gelatin stuff?
The powder is just a powder. Once you mix it in with your water, if you let it sit up, it'll get like thick. It depends on how much powder.
Yeah, that's what
you put
I'm
in.
Talking
you
about.
You don't really need but like a spoon. Yeah, you don't need but a spoon of powder. You just shake it up in your water. Yeah, you just shake it up in your water and drink it down.
And see, my thing is, I already know I don't drink enough water. And in order for that to move through your system, you're going to have to be drinking a lot of water because that's gelatin. That's what it turns into. That's what I was saying.
You know,
so they don't have pills?
You can always, they have a liquid form of it, and then they have the powder. So with the liquid form, it's in a bigger bottle. You just take a spoon, and that's that. So that's why I say you can do the number 9 or the number 7. And one is a powder, and one is a liquid.
Okay. So do the liquid have a taste?
No, it doesn't have a taste.
Okay, so I can put it in my morning tea?
Yeah. No, you can put it in your tea. You can put it in any form of liquid that you're drinking. And
okay.
just stir it
yeah,
in,
okay.
just a spoon of it, just stir it in and drink it down.
Okay. Sure will.
Mm-hmm.
I've used it on myself,
my kids. I'm going to tell you something else about it, too. If you're having problems mm-hmm. with your digestive tract or if your stomach
I
is
do.
Bothering you,
I do.
You can get a mm-hmm. spoon of it, and it's going to get rid of that stomach ache.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
I do. I really do. You know, because my biggest thing is not that I overeat or I eat. I'm the type of person... I'm working, I'm doing something, and I will not eat
mm-hmm.
until I finish. And by the time I look up, it's 1 o'clock in the evening. I hadn't ate breakfast.
Actually, I want to bring that point out. Actually, what you're actually doing is going on a fast. You just don't, you know, you're just not recognizing it. And it's actually good to
okay.
fast your body at least a few hours every day. Why? Because
gotcha.
When you fast your body, You're allowing your body to heal itself and to get rid of any kind of toxins or anything that's in your body. You're giving your body time to do what it needs to be done because, you know, we're piling food. These foods have contaminants
that's
in it.
True.
Some of it is not even real, and we're just piling it with food. And when we cleanse our body naturally cleanses itself through the fast, and that's actually biblical. That's actually the fast is what gets rid of diseases. It gets rid of all kind of things fasting does. So actually, that's actually a good thing. A lot of people don't know, but especially like people with diabetes, the way to regulate
uh-huh.
your sugar level is the fast. So, I mean,
okay.
yeah.
Because I don't, you know, I can get up at 6 in the morning. I can read and all that. I probably eat a crap and drink some tea, and I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
By the time I finish mopping the floors or whatever I'm doing, because I want to go ahead and get it done, you know. And
yeah.
it be 1 o'clock, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I do. I just want to. I can't digest milk, you know. I'm lactose intolerant. I didn't like
mm-hmm.
that. It was too thick for me.
You didn't like almond milk.
It was too thick
oh,
for me
okay.
to drink, you know.
Uh-huh.
So maybe if I start making my little smoothies and stuff, you know, maybe it would give
yeah.
a different form.
Or you could even dilute yeah. it with some water if it's too thick.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You can even dilute it with a little
bit of
water.
I was just thinking it was gonna taste like pet milk, girl. I said, you know, pet milk. You get it.
Well, you know, they have unsweetened almond milk, and then they have the vanilla flavored almond milk. So,
I think I'm gonna do the unsweet.
Mhm. So it just depends on what you're gonna do. And I think they even have a chocolate almond milk. Some companies make chocolate almond milk. Mhm.
All right, then I can just be dealing with it. I just don't like the cramping of my stomach. You know, that's why I just try to stay away from. I don't eat cheese. The only time I eat cheese is if I do a Frito pie or some nachos, you know, and that's
mm-hmm.
not often. So I'm not a cheese eater at all,
mm-hmm.
you know. But I love pickled beef. I love pickled
mm-hmm.
beef.
mm-hmm. Well, beef are good.
Yeah.
Beef is good, especially for the blood.
Mm-hmm. And I'm anemic, too.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're anemic, beets are good. I know because I have anemia.
yeah. But I can't
yep.
get over this wine, the red wine. You know, they say
mm-hmm.
build up. I it's an aftertaste in that wine, Lord. I cannot deal with it.
oh,
I'm not
well,
a drinker,
you know. I'm one on that one. I'm not fond of wine myself.
Mm.
Yeah, I can't get past the taste of wine. I don't know how people drink,
mm-hmm.
but...
Ooh, and they just sit there and, oh, my goodness, they drink it while they're eating. I'll be like, how do that mix? And, oh, no. I just, it leaves that aftertaste. And, But what are we good for as far as dessert? You know, we got sweet tooth. What would you recommend? Actually,
as far as desserts are concerned, you know, peanut butter is always good.
and it also has protein. I'm going to recommend some stores to go to actually get natural desserts where it doesn't have all that extra stuff added into it. Trader Joe's is one of the best stores to go to get natural desserts, natural cookies, natural ice cream, natural cakes and things like that. That's the best place that I've seen so far as having items that are natural. And
okay.
A lot of times, you know, a lot of this, you know, Miss Duncan's and Betty Crocker, that has
yeah.
extra mix. So we got to
take
that
Betty D.
Yeah. But Trader Joe's mm-hmm. is a good store to go to, and it's, like I said,
okay.
well, actually anything natural. Trader Joe's is going to be a
yeah.
good store to go to get anything natural.
Well, you know, when people say, because, I mean, whatever's on sale, I virtually get it, but I'm very picky about certain things, like
mm-hmm.
with my meat. You know how they have my kids; they eat pork. I don't, you know, but I cook
mm-hmm.
it for them. Like, you know, I cook
uh-huh.
it for them. That's what they want. And but my thing is, I don't eat pork steak. Either it's gonna be a pork chop, or it's gonna be a T-bone. It's gonna be a steak, not no, you know, pork steak in it. What's it, a pig and a darn cow mix?
Mm.
You know,
yeah.
I'm going to get what I want. You know, I'm not going to get the mix, what they call the mixed meat, whatever they call it. I don't know.
Yeah.
But
the
when I buy. Okay.
Yeah, the hybrid. That's a hybrid creation. That's what I call it.
Yeah, because it don't make sense. How you going to
mm.
have a turkey bacon? So the pig
mm.
and the turkey mix? You know,
well, they make turkey bacon from the turkey. They just, you know, they
just use the word bacon, huh?
Yeah, they just use the word bacon, but it's not in
okay.
yeah. It's
yeah,
still
well,
all turkey. Yeah.
Okay. But see, yeah, my mom eats it and stuff like that, and they worry about it. I don't eat bacon, so I don't even worry about it. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather eat a hamburger patty than any pork, anything. So
yeah,
when you're making sausage, you know, for breakfast, just fix me a hamburger patty on the side. Don't give me no food, you know. Yeah, so I just, you know, I do know that as a woman it's so important to have water in your system.
Oh, yeah.
An abundance of water.
Have you tried lemon water?
See, I can't with a citrus.
Okay, what about lavender water?
Yeah. No, I know that is no lavender. I burn lavender candles.
they have a lavender lemonade you can actually make from scratch from the lavender leaves, and it's very delicious.
I better say like
that
it.
Could
okay.
be the way
I'm
to help you
to
drink
try.
More water. Huh?
I'm willing to try that anything because I usually put peppermint in my mouth. You know when you used to tell when you about to need more water.
To make yep. Oh, you know
water.
What? You know what I did to make myself drink more water?
What's that?
I went and I got some frozen fruit, ground them down in my blender, and I put them in some ice trays, and I made ice out of the fruit. And what I did
okay.
was when I would drink my water, I would just drop me a few cubes into my water.
Uh-huh.
And
that's how
I got into the habit of drinking more water. And that's real,
okay.
real refreshing during the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Man, yeah, that's a good one. I'm gonna have to try that.
Yeah, you can go with pineapples, strawberries, blueberries. You just grind it down in your blender and put them in some ice cubes.
Mm-hmm.
And let it freeze, you know, overnight or however long it takes to freeze, and just take
uh-huh.
when you get ready to drink the water, drop them inside your water.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That
sounds like a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what would you recommend as far as if you can't digest, like the Rh negative and Rh, you know, positive? You know, they're usually the ones that have, like, the sickle cell and stuff like that.
Uh-huh. For Rh negative, I wouldn't recommend anything more vegetables to me would be better for someone in that case.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I was thinking, more vegetables.
Uh-huh, and taking more vegetables.
Okay, that makes sense. You know, that dude really makes sense, and that's a good one, because I like grilled vegetables too.
Mm-hmm.
But it depends on who's grilling them, you know.
Yeah.
But yes, I like it, and I also like onion, grilled onions.
Oh,
you know?
Yes. Onions, I can put onions in a whole lot of different things, and onions are just good anyway to have in your system to treat like if you have any kind of infection, it's a very good source of antibiotics.
Gotcha. Yeah, I read that in my medical manual when I was in school. Mm-hmm. You're right about it. It's just different things that you can have around the house. What would be the staple that, you know, anybody, whether you know, I could say, oh, positive, that's all I can tell you about is me. You know, oh, positive. I mean, what should be my staple? Tea, chamomile tea for sure.
Yeah.
Black beans, black rice. What else? I mean, what you recommend?
Incorporating more herbs into your diet, period, would help you out,
okay.
Period. More
okay.
Herbs, because the herbs were put here for us for healing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the and I even at home in my house, I have a lot of herbs. I have oregano, I have ginger, I have cinnamon. And cinnamon is also good, too, to incorporate into your tea. Like this week I caught a cold. I've been pretty down, and I've been blending herbal tea with some ginger, a little bit of onion off in there, and some peppermint. So, and that's been helping to open up my sinuses.
Mm-hmm.
It helps with cough. You know, if you have a cough or phlegm in your chest, that's been helping to break up a lot of steam that's in my chest. So just in any type of herbs, just that's the best thing that we can do with our food is to put them herbs in our food. Cook with those herbs. Use those herbs. That's what they're for.
Okay.
That's what they're for. They're for healing.
Yeah. Because I love to cook with fresh vegetables and herbs.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah.
But I do love my powder, too. I just don't like salt, you know.
Uh-huh.
I don't, you know, I get like the garlic powder or the onion powder,
uh-huh.
You know.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't get no salt, onion salt and stuff like that because, you know, that, to me that's too much salt.
Yeah.
But, okay. I'm gonna have to get about that. Okay, what would you recommend for a night snack? You know,
a late night snack. Wow.
So see, I work nights, and I might have to be. You know, I might.
I actually do a lot of nuts, peanuts.
Okay.
Cashews, pistachios. I like to because those they quench that craving that you have. And they're good also, like I said, they have protein. They're good, you know, just for the body, period. Those are some things you can incorporate for snacks. Also, they have at Aldi's, they have, I don't know if you're fond of peas, but I love green peas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like green peas.
They have a green pea crisp. That's kind of like a potato chip. I have a bag in the other room right now. When I get a late night craving or just throughout the day and I want a snack, I'll go get me some of those and I'll snack on those because it's just like eating a couple of spoons of green peas.
Okay.
So that's another recommendation
like
I would recommend.
Me and two.
Huh?
You say for who?
I say that's the green tea crisps. They're called green tea crisps. And they're kind of like a potato chip, but they're not. They're crunchy like a potato chip, but it's just green peas that they made into a chip. And I snack on those. They're like $1.39 a bag at Aldi's.
That's not bad. You know, I don't mind paying for what I need, you know.
Yep. So I just snack on things like that. And like I said, some nuts. If you just, like I said, Trader Joe's has a lot of natural ice cream and cookies and things like that that's made naturally. Okay. That doesn't have all the additives and all that stuff off in it. So those would be something I could recommend as well. And it doesn't put a lot of pounds on you because it doesn't have all the extra.
That's good. I would like to just get back to where I know it used to be, you know. Mm-hmm. I just need to do that because, you know, you work for so long, you know, and in life, you know, you kind of lose yourself on that, but I'm willing to do what I need to do. And I just thank God I don't have high blood pressure or anything right now, and I'm not trying to get it, you know.
I understand.
So I'm going to get some black beans, girl. I want to taste that. So
those
black beans
are delicious.
Do I put turkey wings in them or?
You can kind of it's so many different meals you can make with the black beans. Oh my gosh, it's so many different ways you can use it. I make Mexican scramble with black beans and rice. There's so many different. I put them in my burritos, my tacos. I mean, I just we eat black beans
that's
around. Yeah, even with chili. You can even make you some homemade chili and put black beans off it.
That'll be good, because
you make you a vegetarian chili and add the black beans.
Okay. All right. Because I so will. Yes, ma'am. What about oxtails?
I don't do the ox. I don't eat ox. I do turkey, chicken, fish.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, because with the red meats, it's hard to digest those. A lot of times it's just going to get stuck. It's going to take days for it to digest and all of that. That's pretty much what I deal with. And it's so many different things you can do with turkey as well if you're a person who likes to eat turkey. So.
I'm not a turkey fan, but I know I can cook it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Once you get to adding all them different recipes to it, you won't even know that it's turkey anymore. You'll be like, wait a minute, that is delicious.
yes.
Thanks to do with it.
I'm glad that. You know, you're sharing this with me because it got my wheels turning, you know. And it's just like, they say, well, you know, organic food is a little bit more higher than the regular food. I'm like this here. Whatever it takes for me to get better and my family to feel better and et cetera, I don't care.
Well, that actually depends on where you shop.
With anything else.
It depends on where you shop. Because all these, like I said, all these is a good store to go to if you're trying to save money. If you just want to go buy all natural foods, Trader Joe's is a way to go, and they take food stamps.
So
somebody might get some food stamps from, you know, hey, you can go up to Trader Joe's and clean up. your health is worth it. We spend money on unnecessary things that we really don't even need and that we're not going to even be able to keep a hold on to. Why not spend money on your health? Your health is more important than anything. You can't do anything anyway if you're not here.
You better tell them. You're right about that. That's just it.
Yep, if you're not here, you can't do anything anyway, so you may as well be trying to look out for your health.
And I'm going to do that. I'm going to exercise more. That's my thing, you know. Really doing the exercise. I mean, I can hit and miss on it, you know, but really getting it done, you know. And I just got to change me, you know, and that's just what's fixing to happen. I mean, I got my little regimen on when I get up in the morning, you know, do your Bible and stuff like that and whatever, you know. And after then, you know, I'm virtually free, you know. So that way I can start looking up different recipes and stuff and share that with different people. So what do you think about doing the, like, a little healthcare thing? I know I spoke with you about I could do the Eldon card test, which is that, you know, tells you your blood type. You know, I'm certified to do all that, you know. And then with your knowledge and with Miss Elenaire, you know, she do the cooking, you know, or how to prepare it differently, you know. Instead of frying it, you know, you can still flour it. You can still put flour on it like you do it when you're going to fry. Just put it in the oven with a little bit of olive oil on it, you know.
Well, actually, that's all I use as far as if I was to fry anything, it would be an olive oil or coconut oil. That's all I buy here at my house.
What's the deal on the coconut oil? Because I can't digest coconut. That's what it says. But I don't know if they didn't say coconut.
Coconut oil, you're not gonna, you know, it doesn't taste like coconuts. It doesn't even have a flavor. So you're not going to even know that it is coconut oil. It's just white once it gets solid, and then once it, you know, gets heated up, it just turns, you know, of course, to a liquid. So you're not going to taste anything in it at all. It's the same with olive oil. You don't see, there is no flavor. You're just using it to cook. And I use it to cook anything. If I want to fry me some eggs, I use me some olive oil, coconut oil. Bacon, you know, because we eat turkey bacon around. I use the same.
Yeah.
If I'm cooking my turkey meat, I'm going to use some coconut oil or some olive oil. So that's just what I use. And it's good not just for your body, but it's good for your skin.
Well, see, that's what I was reading, too. But when I saw that, I couldn't digest coconut from all positive, you know. So
you probably can't digest it in its raw form. You know what I'm
saying?
Right,
that's what I was thinking too.
Yeah, it's probably just in its raw form.
Man, it just really opened my eyes up to a lot, because even as a kid, I didn't like those Almond Joys or whatever with the coconut. I never liked coconut.
I don't like those either. But I use coconut oil all day long.
And see, now I know.
I get a bottle. When I buy a bottle just for the kids so they can have something to put on their skin. We don't even buy lotion. We use coconut oil.
Okay.
Even for their hair, they use coconut oil. We use that. We have a set for just for our skin and hair, and then we have a set that we use.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay. And that's the thing about it. It just fascinates me on how, you know, a little bit of, you know, something you think is nothing is really something. It is very, you know, instrumental to your body, because I never use coconut oil, even in my cooking, you know, and I just want to know. I didn't even know you could use it, you know, until I got older, you know, when you learn, you know. So do you mix the olive oil and the coconut oil together in the oven fry?
You can use just the coconut oil, or you could just use just the olive oil.
Gotcha. Okay. Because I'm very much interested. Can I put my vegetables in the oven with it?
You can use it for anything dealing with cooking, even to bake with.
Wow. I've been missing that for real, girl. But I'm very much interested, because, you know, it's time to make that change. And, you know, with my stomach problems throughout the years, you know, you just never know what scar tissues were left on. You know what I'm saying? I think like that, you know, and that's why I try to do what I can, you know.
And
for
bacon, not trying to cut you off, but I wanted to say this. I was making some brownies one day, and I did not have eggs. And peanut butter is a very good substitute for eggs whenever you need to use eggs. And a lot of people don't know that, but peanut butter can be used as a substitute for eggs.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Well, then I'm like, yeah, you already know. I'm really going to research this because I want to teach my nephews, too. You know, when they be with their aunt, I try to do different things with them. And they're at that point where they want to know about the cooking and you know, how they be. And I could just let them know for so much. I was looking for something outside the Pam or the Crisco to put in there for their little cupcakes because I don't want, I'm trying to, so I can use the coconut oil for the oil, to oil the pan.
Yep, you can use the olive oil, either one.
Oh, man.
I use it for everything, even when I like potatoes. And
when I fry
my potatoes, they fried in coconut oil or olive oil.
I love them baked, mixed up, baby. Let me tell you, so I love me some pet milk. Now that in my potatoes, now that right there, I already know. Close to the milk I'ma keep. So I put a little pet milk and that's what it be. It be fluffy. You know, so yeah, I'm gonna change all of that. I wanna do what I can. I wanna bake more. I'm a cook, but my grandmother was a cook and a baker, and I wanna start making. You know, I don't know if I can do tea cakes like her, but I'm gonna try. You know, do something different with no sugar. You know, and
yeah,
it's just, man, I can't wait. There he is. I got a list right here.
Because
I'm going to get them black beans tomorrow for sure. And you know, as long as Trader Joe been here, I've never been there.
Really? Girl, you're going to go in there and fall in love.
That's probably where I'm going to be. That's where my extra money is going to keep going.
You're going to go in there and fall in love. I was sitting up telling my husband today, I wish I had some money so I could go to Trader Joe's. My kids tell me, they're like, I'm when we going back to Trader Joe's, when you go back to Trader Joe's, make sure we get to go because even the kids love Trader Joe's. Because I'm telling you, they got everything at Trader Joe's. I mean, natural soap, natural toothpaste, natural diapers, natural washing palette, natural. It's all kind of natural stuff off in Trader Joe's.
Wow. That's going to make me start cooking. It ain't nobody but here for me and my oldest son, so I'm going to be cooking and handing out plates. I get me back in that kitchen cooking like I used to. But, I'm going to put my best foot forward. I'm not going to use the word diet, you know. I'm going to say that I'm going to change the way.
Don't look at it as a diet. Just look at it as I'm eating. And I'm eating and don't even give it a name. Yeah, don't even give it a name. I'm eating. I'm eating. Because that's what you're doing. You're still eating.
Yeah.
You're just eating smart.
That's it. And I just I got to win and I'm ready for it. And it's just me. I'm on this other level, you know, spiritually. You know, and I could see the difference, and I, you know, but now that I know, I want to start where I can, you know, for us to eating, you know. Not the spiritual. Let's do the eating, the cleansing, and whatever needs to be done, and call it a day. And I can teach my boys the same way, you know. I can teach them the same way. Now, I like squash.
Oh, I love squash.
I just want to do right. And if you're out there, you know, you're listening to the archive later on and the ones that's on, if you're interested and you have something to say, I want to ask a question or something, you know, just push the number one. You know, you can come in on the conversation, and we have no problem with that. So we got 25 more minutes, and we'll be off air. But I just want to put things out there to let people know. You know, somebody may have never looked at it that way. You know,
that's right.
Maybe I could do this. You know, and I can get the test done for you. You know, it's called the Eldon card. I can get it done for you. You know, just get in touch with me through my app, through my mobile DNA company. My number is 817-566-4555. Mm-hmm. And if you know someone that needs a DNA test, call Ms. K, 817-566-4555. And I get with you and take care of whatever needs to be done for you. But please, let's make a difference. You know, we got these babies. I got some nephews. I'm a great aunt, you know. I'm a great aunt, and I want her to see her aunt, you know.
That's
I want her to be able to have a memory, because I was blessed to see my great-grandmother on each side of our family. My mother's grandmother died at 100. And my dad and grandmama grandmother died at 103. And we got pictures of them. I mean, we talked to them. They was in our lives. So we got longevity, you know.
Uh-huh.
We got longevity. And they had their faculties about themselves, you know. So that was a good thing, too. So I want to be able to be there for my great niece. And I don't have any grandbabies yet, and I'm not pushing it. But, you know, I'm not. Shoot, baby, let me tell you. But I just thank God for bringing me through a lot that I've been through. You know, variations when you have babies, they put pressure on your body. And I'm trying, I want to clean all of that out, you know, get all of that out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Do the right thing.
That's right.
So I you know, it's this. What about the other blood test, the AB, the A positive and B positive blood? You know, plus eating genes and the things that they shoot a little bit on the shoot and they shouldn't do.
You said the ATOC.
The A positive or the B positive? You know, they show me. You know, is there anything? You know, like. How different are they from O positive? You know.
Well, their history. Sorry, got a little cough.
Okay.
History is a little more unique. And of course, you know, everybody's. I guess first we got to first change our way of thinking. You know, when we change our way of thinking, everything else just pretty much comes into perspective. I guess that's the best way to put it. You know, we got to first change, you know, our mentality. excuse me. I believe that A type, there need to kind of stay away from a lot of meats too.
Okay.
There needs to stay away from a lot of meats and soy proteins, and a lot of people think soy is good for you, and soy is not. Yeah, it's really not good for you. Like we've been taught, and this is why they have, you know, done studies, and they're coming back now. They're saying that it's not good to have soy, and you know. But the recommendation for them stay away from a lot of soy, and you know, check these labels.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to say, to check the labels.
It'll say, well, this doesn't have pork in it, and then you look on the back and it's made with pork.
This is the hot dogs.
Yep,
like hot dogs, bologna, you know, and all that. Yeah, it has it in there.
Mm-hmm. So you got to, and another name for pork is monoandiglyceride. So make sure a lot of the food that you're eating does not contain monoandiglyceride.
Okay.
Also, they would need to limit any sugar or caffeine and alcohol. Yes, I said it, alcohol.
I ain't talking about rubbing alcohol.
it's not talking about rubbing alcohol. A lot of our food, a lot of our people's problem that drink. So you know
that's true. That's true.
Those would be some things I would recommend that the A's stay away from. Stay away from that alcohol. You know,
I don't care what Jamie say.
Jamie be drinking alcohol like that. He just got y'all thinking it while he on TV getting y'all money.
Yeah.
Rich people, I was telling my husband, rich people don't eat like us. They're not out buying Reese's and eating up all
you
the
right.
and McDonald's and they're not doing all of that. They just on their advertising get paid to get that check. You know what I'm saying? So they can feed their family because they're not eating what we're eating. You can guarantee it.
Yeah, you're right about that, sister. Yeah, I can see that. They're not eating at all.
And we got to understand of that. You know, they just trying to earn a check. They'll get on any billboard and say that they like this or that this tastes good because they're getting paid to say that.
Mm-hmm.
But behind closed doors, they are not eating the way we eat. They're not doing that.
That makes sense too. It makes a lot of sense. Because by looking at you, you're like, dog, Jamie built and he doing this alcohol and this, you know, he in the club, you know, sipping whatever they sip and, you know, and he's so healthy looking, in other words, you know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of them like that, but that makes sense, you know. They you know, play the game in order to, you know, keep their fame afloat, you know?
That's good. We better get to learning and understanding that is a business, you know, deal that they're doing now when they're on TV advertising for these restaurants, and they're not eating the way we eat. Once you get understanding of that, we can say, okay, so now that I know these rich people are not eating the way I'm eating, maybe I need to start eating the way they eat so I can, you know, be a little bit more healthier.
I would like
to recommend salmon and tuna as far as the seafood goes for the babies. Also, yogurt. And a lot of people don't know yogurt has many, many, many benefits, especially for our sisters. We have to have at least a teaspoon or two of yogurt because that yogurt helps keep our pH balance. And this is why a lot of us are walking around with, BV. BV and a lot of people,
Put it out there,
sisters. You know, I hate to say it like
you
that.
Yeah, it's the truth.
That's it. Get rid of that shit. So the way to get rid of that shit is to keep some yogurt incorporated into your body, whether you eat it or whether you insert it, it still needs to be used.
And that's the thing about it, too. You know, what do the lactose intolerance people do? You know, when that comes, they put it in them. They don't digest
You can, not trying to be nasty, but you can use yogurt as same way you do
as
with
a douche.
Yes.
Gotcha.
You can use the very same way, just use it with a tampon instead. And you let it sit in there maybe about an hour, you take it out, and good. You know, and you should do that anyway because you need those live cultures, that yogurt has live cultures, and also understand that there are natural forms of yogurt that, like I said, doesn't have all the extra off in it. So make sure that it's a plain yogurt and not the flavored kind that you're inserting it to you because we don't want to cause any kind of other problems.
Pina colada. You got a pina colada scent.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah, make sure it's a plain yogurt. Yes.
Yes. Make sure that's what that is.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that'll be good. And a lot of times, what I did read is that a lot of, you know, another way that it's good for you to know your blood type is like some people perspire more so than others. You know, some people don't perspire. So it tells you, you know, what's what. You know, just like hot flashes. You know, like I said, old positive. It's, you know, it tells you what you're not supposed to be digesting. You know, so I look on that playing field. You know, I'm going to start with that, what I'm not supposed to be eating. And I can comprehend that better than, you know, when I go somewhere, well, I can't have that or don't cook that, you know. But the key word to everything, and I looked up, is water. We have to implement a lot of water in our body. That's the key to it all.
Your water helps to flush out the impurities that are in your body. So if you're not taking any of the water, you're just building up impurities, and this is why you're constantly sick. You don't understand why your stomach feels bad, why your head hurting, why you're feeling faint, why this is going on, why your body is aching. You need more water.
That's true. And you're right about that, like what the people call cramps. Shoot, man, please, you better drink you some water. It ain't, you know, your body's lack of water, you're dehydrated.
That's right.
You're dehydrated. And you think if you got a kidney infection, your side hurt, all you need is some water. You know, it's like, man, so, I am so appreciative that you're coming on, you know, spread your knowledge, because I just want to, I want to help where I can, and I'm on board, too. You know, I'm not saying that I'm omitted from this. You know, because I need to be on this board, too. And, you know, I want to, and that's what's fixing to happen. But spiritually, how will we feed ourselves through this? Because, you know, when things change, it comes, you know, a lot of people don't digest through change. Excuse me. Like others do. Say you're going through this, you know, your menu changing, you're, you know, eating better, your body is kind of off tilted, you know? So what food spiritually could you give us or, you know, that could help us during that time?
Well, spiritually, the best thing to do is, like I said, fasting. If you go on a fast and the fast is going to help the impurities to come out first. You see what I mean? And then it gives you time for your body to get used to not having those impurities in you, and then you can start eating healthier. And, you know, you can fast 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, however long you call the fast. That's up to you. Nobody can tell you how long you need to fast. And you can fast with just not eating, or you can fast with not eating and drinking, or you can just do a water fast where you're just drinking water for so many hours, just to keep your body cleansed out, you know, and that can help as well. And also, you can try these foods out first. Try one day, see how it give it time to see what it does or how you react to it. If it works, try it again next week. And then, you know, keep incorporating into your menu. It's just a slow process. It's a process. You know, you don't have to rush yourself into it. And this is where a lot of our people go wrong. We rush into things expecting to have results, like, overnight, and then we don't get those results.
Yeah,
we just
give up. Yeah, they don't want to put the work in you.
That's right. Take your time. Take your time with it. if you're cooking tilapia, and tilapia is not agreeing to you, then stop eating tilapia. It's simple. If you incorporate more green vegetables and you're seeing that that's working for you, keep eating more green vegetables. You know, if it works, keep up. If it doesn't, leave it out. I mean, it's really simple. You know? Yeah, because what works for you might not work for me. As far as, you know, what I'm eating, these are all recommendations that would help out these different types of blood types. Uh-huh. But also, I can't say how your digestive system is. Everybody's health is not the same also. So since your health is not like my health,
You know what I'm saying? My health might be a little bit more healthy than yours, or my health could be a little more poor than yours. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So you have to take your time and figure out what it is that's working for your body, because it's your body.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't feel what you feel. You can't feel what I feel. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So you just have to take our time and see what works. And if it works, stick with it. By all means, stick with it.
That's a good thing. And that's the way I look at it in life, period. You know,
mm-hmm.
I never thought that I would be on a radio show or doing my own show or anything like that. I'm used to being in the medical field, or I'm also a life skill coach for people with disabilities, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's where I saw myself always helping somebody. But this is something that, you know, I stepped out on faith, and it was just something that was different. And, hey,
mm-hmm.
just try it. And it keeps me going and do something, get a little hobby or something, and any way to stop stressing. You can eat the right foods, you can do run track, you can exercise, but if you are still stressing, that's why I say I'm working to change me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I want different, I'm going to change. I got to change me. I can't, like you say, can't do nothing about nobody else. I got to change me. You know,
that's what's meant for me might not be meant for you. What's meant for you might not
mm-hmm.
be meant for me. We all have our own life to live.
Digestive system.
Our own body, our own digestive tracts, our own
mm-hmm.
heart, mind, body, and our own soul. So
that's true.
I can't get stressed out because I'm not driving a brand new car, or I'm not driving what Miss Millie down the street is driving, because that might not be what the Most High
what
God
you
has.
Think it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Miss Millie might not be eating.
Yeah, what does she
yeah,
have to do to get
true.
It? You don't know what her struggle is. She might
mm-hmm.
might have had to mortgage her house out two or three times to be able to afford that car.
Yep.
So, yeah, yep. everything that looks good to you is not good for you. And once we understand
that's
that
right.
as a people, we will be all right. All these cars and stuff
mm-hmm.
is going to be here when we gone. So we can't
yep.
stress and let that take over us as who we are, because these material things don't make us who we are, but our health does.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's for sure. Your health
mm-hmm.
will make you. You're right.
That's
not
right.
no label. You
that's
know,
right.
You know, you're right. Now, that makes sense. That's a good one. That's a good one. But for sure, that's what's going to stand up, you know, is yourself.
That's, right.
that's all you got is yourself.
That's right.
Oh, man, that's it, man. It's just like I really appreciate it. I'm going to do a whole lot more research.
Huh.
And I would like for you to come on next week. If you have time, we're going to have a guest on, a lawyer that deals with the DNA testing.
Okay.
You know, from the legal point of view, you know. What
okay.
you can do to get your name out, you know, after you find out this is your baby, you know what I'm saying? You know,
uh-huh.
and I've been reading up on different things like that, so he's supposed to come on and share a little bit with us, and I've been thinking, you know, I know he's a lawyer, he busy, you know. We got one person had a hand up. Hold on a minute, sister, hold on a minute. Hello, this is Kay.
Hey, sweetie. How you doing?
Hey,
How you doing, baby?
I'm good.
That's
how
a wonderful show y'all have. And
thank you.
I just want to say a couple of things. Appreciate, you know, bringing her on and her giving you advice and things, but she's so right about, you know, we stress ourselves out about too many things. And especially
mm-hmm.
if you love the Lord and because mental, spiritual, and physical all have to be up to par, you know, when you're up
yeah.
to the Lord. You can't be deficient in your food if you, you know, if you try to serve, if you want to serve the Lord correctly, and you can't be
mm-hmm.
deficient in anything else, because all of them have to be to a certain level for you to function at our best.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about
right.
it, when I have osteoarthritis, and when I first came to this area and got to Dr. Kamali, first thing he told me to do is not drink the water in Texas, you know, Dangerfield. And I looked at, you
uh-huh.
know, when I got home, I looked at the Texas Parks and Wildlife raced the water all over Texas, and I saw that they rated either red, yellow, or green, and the water appears just yellow and red. So, and I haven't drank any water here at all, and I use bottled water. And another thing about using bottled water is that, like Ozarka, the ones that cost more, they cost more because they come from a different place. They're actually, like Ozarka and all, is actually that, because that other cheaper water, if you look on a label, you'll see a lot of them come from Fort Worth. Things like that. So you have to know the kind of water you're getting also. You know, so read your labels. And that's what she was saying earlier. Read your labels. That's what y'all was saying earlier. Read your labels. And we have to understand that, because if they can push it off on you, they're going to do it because it's their job to sell. You know, but you have to know what you're doing, what you're putting in your body, and pay attention to that. Because, like you're saying, everybody's body is different. Our chemical makeup and different things, we should share information, but you need to know, you know, your own body. And those are the things. Mm-hmm. But stress kills more people than just really anything. And that's the thing that we have to get over. Like you're saying, you can't worry about what so-and-so wearing or what they doing or how they getting what they getting. If you if you truly love the Lord, you don't worry about that. You be thankful for the condition that you're in, and you pray that you get better, but you don't stress over different things. You don't stress over no man. You don't stress over a woman. You don't stress over, you know, all this other stuff, because it's not for you to stress. If you really truly love the Lord and give him all of that, and all these things is just to help us, it's got to be spiritually, mentally, and physically all together.
And I believe that. Yeah, that's what Ms. Asha was saying. You know, that's what I was saying. That she's good with the spiritual and what, you know, just like you are. You know, y'all both on the same page.
I'm glad I'm glad
this,
she's stressing that, too. Asha.
Yeah, this is my uncle Sasha. You know, we talk like me and you talk. Yeah, this.
How you doing? Yeah, nice to hear you. Wonderful, wonderful. And you are helping people, and that's the thing about it. That's what, you know, nieces always wanted to do, and you know, Lord has prepared her in a lot of different areas to come to this point. And that's why, and she doesn't stress over things, but she loves to learn and use those things she learned and help others. You know, and that's part of loving the Lord also, because we have to learn, you know, if I know something, I'm going to tell my family, but I'm not going to tell everybody else. That's not the way the Lord wants you to do it. We have to help us one to another in all things that are good, in all things that are good, and to talk to one another and let each other know that, you know, we can, it can be done, and I use this and try that, you try it, because we talk a lot about like blood pressure, different things. Like I tell people all the time that, you know, the doctors don't make house calls. So you have to, you know what you're talking about when you're going out to the doctor. If you don't know, write it down. You know, if it's something you want to ask, write it down. A lot of people lock up because it's a doctor. The doctor works for you. You don't work for the doctor. They ask him any question that you want. There's no such thing. The only stupid question is the one you don't ask, if it's something on your mind. And you have to do that, you know, and we have to learn to do that as a people.
That's right.
And I'm just, I just love it. I'm so glad, because our health is one of the main things, you know, and a lot of people don't, they think, well, I'll do it tomorrow. You may not live till tomorrow. Because the guy that was here, he had been sick, and his family, and he said, well, I'm not going to go tonight. I'm going to go tomorrow. People that own this place, some places are here in Dangerfield. And what happened was he died before he get to the doctor. He died that night. So, you know, hey, that's over with. Take care of yourself immediately. Don't put it off. Don't put it off for tomorrow, what you could do now. It's because when you lay down, you may not get up.
That's right.
And that's the thing about it. We have to understand that, you know, we have to be as concerned about ourselves as, you know, because some people say, well, I do anything for my child. Well, when you take care of yourself, that's helping your child.
Yeah.
has helped your child, the rest of your family, and everybody else. So do that. Don't make yourself a second priority in anything.
That's true.
We have to learn to do these things.
Yeah, you got to learn it, yes. But look, y'all, I'm down to 17 seconds. And I really appreciate you
all. Okay, baby. I'll see you later.
On. I love y'all. And,
you too, baby.
Thank you, Sasha.
Stay with the Lord in all things.
You too.
Yes, always. Sasha?
I'm here.
Okay, well, I'm going to get out. I'm out.
Okay. All right.
Love you, sister. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.